week after the mass stabbing. Last Saturday, a man fatally stabbed six people.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation? Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Make sure you check out the City of Wanneroo's Beach to Bush Arts Festival, which kicks off on the 27th of May. Activating local spaces from Two Rocks to Garraween, this engaging festival will feature a smorgasbord of art, including performances, photography, and craft. To find out what's on near you and other free events, head to wanneroo.wa.gov.au/feature-events.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Do you own a business? Are you listening to this ad right now? Well, we could put your business right here, and it's cheaper than you might think. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Sasha Foote. A warning, the following story contains details some listeners may find distressing, including the names of deceased Indigenous persons. A maximum security facility in Perth has reported its third death in custody in less than 3 months, Remy Norton reports.
Yesterday afternoon, a 28-year-old man was found unconscious in his cell at Hikiyar Prison in Perth South East. Prison staff provided the man with first aid before paramedics had arrived, but he was unable to be revived. The death has been deemed not suspicious. It follows the death of a 27-year-old inmate at the prison last month, who was found unconscious after a fire broke out in his cell. Another 51-year-old man, who was Indigenous, died in February suffering a medical episode at the prison. These three deaths followed that of Noongar man Wayne Ugle, who died in November after requesting medical attention. He was on remand for minor charges. The Canning Vale prison manages male prisoners who have been remanded in custody while waiting to appear in court.
In the aftermath of Iran's attack on Israel, there are reports Iran, Iraq and Syria have been targeted by Israeli missiles. The Iranian state television reported explosions over the northwest of Isfahan, a city in central Iran, and flights have been suspended over some cities. Iran's official news agency is also reporting of a series of explosions in Syria. The news outlet says missiles had struck several military targets, including an airport. Explosions were also reported in central Iraq. The US and other allies had this week urged Israel to exercise restraint, saying a possible response to Iran could risk a wider regional war, but Israel vowed to retaliate. The Australian Medical Association says public hospital elective surgery wait times are now the longest on record. Georgia Fisher reports.
The AMA's new public hospital report card shows Australians were waiting twice as long on average for planned surgery than they were 20 years ago. The proportion of people receiving Category 2 planned surgeries on time has fallen to its lowest point on record. They include heart valve replacement, congenital cardiac defects, and surgery fractures. Population growth has also outpaced the number of available hospital beds, which is down to 2.5 beds per 1,000 people. The report coincides with today's meeting of the nation's health ministers, and Professor Robson is urging them to agree to a $4 billion plan to address the planned surgery backlog.
A second man has died following a multiple vehicle crash in Sydney's north earlier this week. Police say a vehicle travelling south on the Pacific Motorway collided with three northbound vehicles about 2 kilometres north of the Warringa exit early on Monday morning. A 27-year-old man died at the scene, while a 96-year-old man who was taken to hospital has now also died. Now to sport. Shayna Jack and Meg Harris have tied for first in the women's 50-metre freestyle at the Australian Open Swimming Championships on the Gold Coast. In the NRL, James Tedesco has escaped suspension after tripping Ryan Pappenhausen in Melbourne's 18-12 win last night. The Roosters captain has been fined $750 for his Grade 1 dangerous contact against his rival fullback in the 70th minute.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Join Cambo each Friday afternoon from midday for a complete free-for-all. What does that mean? What's the show about, you ask? Well, consider the 90s TV series Seinfeld. It really is a show all about nothing. Well, except that Max from Talking Sport will have all the latest sports news for the weekend, our special Year of the Week, and all your favourite hits, of course. Request your favourite. Cambo and his free-for-all. Friday afternoons from midday on 89.7 FM. We're proudly local.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All with Cambo. What's your show about? Seinfeld show. Show about nothing, but we have great fun doing it on a Friday afternoon right here on 89.7 FM through till 3 o'clock. So sit back, enjoy, have a bit of lunch and keep that dial turned to us as we play songs from everywhere this afternoon. The text line 0418 897 897. Whatever's on your mind, if you have a request, send in those requests and we'll play them for you. But we've got a big show today. We've got, at about 1:20, Max Wilson coming on to do a preview of what's coming up with Talking Sport tomorrow morning. And Max Wilson actually had the production meeting himself. So we had the argument between himself, I, and him, which was really funny. But Gordon will be in the studio, and I think Cambo's got a berth as well, but we'll find out about that at 1:20. Thanks to Mark Pasakis and the ECU student, Shana, that finished off the ECU students between 11:30 and 12 today. Great quiz, Shana. That was fantastic. And also thanks to Bill Crow, who did the breakfast show. Uncle Bill, 6 till 9 this morning. After us, we've got the Friday on My Mind show with Margaret coming in. And I'll tell you what, Kim Harrison did a great job on Sunday at the outside broadcast here at the ECU Joondalup Open Day. And he was helped with Steve Willis and Margaret in the studio, Sue Mick and Mark Pasakis down announcing, and Cambo dropped in as well. And we had a cast of thousands down there. So that was really well done by Kim Harrison. Well organised, and ran off like a hitch, without a hitch. We even had Helen ready. I Am Woman played. Yeah, it had been about 50 years since that had been played on radio, and for a good reason. But anyhow, there you go. We've got our special year this week, and the Prime Minister was John Howard, the Deputy Prime Minister was Tim Fisher, and the Opposition Leader was Kim Beazley. So we're going back a little bit in time, but not as far back as you think. The Premier of Western Australia was Richard Court, and the Opposition Leader was Jeff Gallop. Now, some things that happened in our special year. How's this? On the 1st of January, so the year only had just started, the Tri-Nation ODI cricket match at the SCG between Australia and Pakistan is marred by poor crowd behaviour. The game is interrupted. Get this. The game is interrupted 6 times due to pitch invasions, with 8 men arrested and charged with entering a playing field and 86 spectators ejected from the ground. New South Wales Sports Minister Well, the Minister for Sport, Gabrielle Harrison, asked the SCG Trust to provide her with a report with a number of options to be considered to discourage future pitch invasions. The crowd's behaviour is also condemned by Sydney District Chief Superintendent Darcy Clough, who also says two female police officers will be reprimanded for performing the Macarena in front of spectators during the game. Well, who'd have thought? And we have a pitch invasion this year during the footy season already as well. Go to the footy. Go to the cricket. Stay in your seat. You don't have to go onto the ground. You're there to watch the people on the ground. That's what they're there for. Anyhow, that was a good start, wasn't it? 1st of January. The year hadn't even started and they were doing that. And we were listening to songs like this one from John Farnham and Human Nature, Every Time You Cry, which finished at number 28. Then we've got a bit of Savage Garden. Now, Savage Garden were huge in this special year. And this one's To the Moon and Back, which finished number 17. And then we have our all-important sponsors' messages. And then after that, bit of Aqua and No Mercy, Hanson, a bit more of Savage Garden. Barbara Streisand and Bryan Adams get a run as well. I tell you what, we had everything going on in this year. And it was an amazing year for movies and an amazing year for music. If you want to have a crack at guessing what year it is, 0418 897 897. Have a crack at it. And see if you get it right or not. But here we go. The Human Nature, Every Time You Cry with John Farnham, and then followed by Savage Garden. You're listening to the Friday Free For All with Cambo. What's your show about? It's a Seinfeld show. Show about nothing, but we have great fun doing it on a Friday afternoon right here on 89.7 FM.
So blue, I can't find the cure, and nothing comforts you. The light at the end of the tunnel doesn't shine at the end of the day. Away the pain till you smile again. I will be the laughter in your eyes. Every time you cry,
every time you cry.
Ooh. Time has a way of wounding what has healed. Just how you feel. Your soul is dark and troubled, like a river running wild. Every time you cry, save up all your tears. I will be your rainbow when it disappears. Wash away the pain till you smile.
I will give you
smiles and the look in their eyes. Everyone's got a theory about the bitter one. They're saying, Mama never loved her much, and Daddy never keeps in touch. That's why she shies away from human affection. But somewhere in a private place, she packs a bag for outer space. And now she's waiting for the right kind of pilot to come.
Sponsor.
Sally really loves your class, but she's lacking in confidence. She stopped doing her homework because, well, she says she's no good at it. What can we do to get her excited again?
Every single day, teacher education graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
We get a lot of satisfaction when, for instance, we go to a house, there's no food for the night, and we are able to provide a good meal that evening and enough food to see them through.
I've been doing it for nearly 20 years and I would not give it up for the world, because it's just been such a joy. I've got more out of it than I've ever given to it, because I know that it's somehow doing a little bit of help to somebody.
Change lives, including yours. Volunteer at Vinnie's. To find out more, go to vinnies.org.au.
Welcome back to the Friday Free-for-All with Cambo. I tell you what, we're just outside the studio trying to get a song for later on, and I tell you what, we couldn't find it yet. But hey, we'll get there. Don't you worry about that. Now, what else happened in our special year? Well, let's see. Prime Minister John Howard wins parliamentary support for a constitutional convention on the Republic. There you go. We were talking about the Republic then. The Nobel Prize winner was announced, and it was, the Australian of the Year was a Nobel Prize winner, Peter Doherty. And we've also got some community service announcements coming up. We've got a submission here for Evil Dead the Musical, and done by the Limelight Theatre. It's a cult classic horror film franchise from the 1980s, has risen from the dead, reincarnated as a comedy musical at Limelight Theatre. Well, that'd be interesting. Get ready for the Australian premiere of Evil Dead the Musical, a retelling of the first two films as five college students accidentally unleash a demonic terror. Well, hello, look out. Now, this is running on 7:30 p.m. on April the 26th and the 27th, and May 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, with a 2 p.m. matinee on May the 5th. You can book at taztix.com.au, which is taztix.com.au, or call 9255-3336. So that number again, 9255-3336. And the venue is the Limelight Theatre, which is on Civic Drive in Wanneroo. So if you want to get into a musical comedy of Evil Dead the Musical, there you go. How about that? We've got some more music coming up from our special year now. We've got Aqua, Dr. Jones. Now, Dr. Jones finished number 14. And No Mercy had a big hit with When I Die. So that finished on When I Find It. Finished in our top 30 as well. So there you go, No Mercy, When I Die. And another huge, huge year for Australian bands this particular year. Let me tell you, it was an amazing year for Australian bands, and we've got them all. Don't you worry about that. With a little bit of extra, you know, chucked in there, like a bit of Hanson and Trisha Yearwood, the Backstreet Boys, and all that sort of stuff. So When I Die, No Mercy finished at number 30. But here we go. Let's go with Aqua, Dr. Jones, and No Mercy, followed by Hanson, a bit of Savage Garden, as we go up to our all-important sponsors' messages, not forgetting the text line 0418-897-897, whatever's on your mind. Send in a text and request your favourite song. You're listening to the Friday Free For All with Cambo right here on 89.7 FM.
First time, heartbeat and kisses so sweet, summertime love in the moonlight. I-B-I-U, I-B-I-E, I-B-I-U. Now that summer is gone, you had to go back home. Please come and see me.
shall be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful, cause I'm counting on.
FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
The average person spends 44 minutes a day thinking about food. At OzHarvest, thinking about food is a full-time job because we're always looking for new ways to nourish our country and combat food waste and hunger. Every day, we rescue quality surplus food across Australia and deliver it to those who'd otherwise go hungry. And you can help. Every dollar donated to OzHarvest can provide two meals to people in need. Visit OzHarvest.org. Thought for food.
Welcome back to the Friday Free For All with Cambo. What's the show about? It's a Seinfeld show. Show about nothing, but we have great fun doing it on a Friday afternoon right here on 89.7 FM. And if you're not doing anything on a Saturday, the 27th of April, there's a musical event at the Joondalup Golf Resort at the Kangaroo Arms. And it's called Women in Song and Story. And it's being conducted by Brooklyn Rose, who'll be in the studio next week for an interview. There you go. There's six incredible women performing. And if I can just get that up. Wrong one. Anyhow. We've done it once before. And the ladies that are on next week are Tracy Barnett, Nat Ripieper, Jasmine Ganaway, Helen Shanahan, Bev Abler, and Karen Lynn. So come along. It's $20 general admission. It's limited seats for booking. So if you're looking to get tickets, are available at www.trybooking.com/119-7973 for the code, and it's $20 general admission. Tickets at the door are $25, but that's at the Kangaroo Arms Joondalup Resort, One Country Club Boulevard, Connolly, WA, and it's on the 27th of April at the Kangaroo Arms. So a night of women in song and story with six women performing, and Brooklyn Rose will be in the studio having a chat to Cambo next week. So we'll find out all about what she's been up to. We did one a couple of months ago, you may recall, around November time, and that was a big success. So now she's doing another one. So fantastic to promote local events in our community. We've got Trisha Yearwood coming up now. How Do I Live with the Backstreet Boys, Everybody. And then we've got Will Smith, Men in Black, and Jewel, You Were Meant for Me. Because in our special year, Jewel finished number 25. And Will Smith, who unbeknownst to everybody was actually a singer and a rapper and a TV star before he became a movie star. But there we are. That's what he used to do. He's finished number six, Men in Black, in our special countdown. And then we've got, after the break, we've got a couple of requests. John of Yanchips requested The Mentals, Mental as Anything, and Joy of Whitford's has requested Belinda Carlisle. So we'll play those out of the news. If you've got a request, 0418 897 897, whatever's on your mind, text in. Now, what were we watching at the movies in our special year? Well, Jack Nicholson had a big hit out called As Good As It Gets. The Devil's Advocate, which starred Keanu Reeves, Al Pacino, Charlize Theron, and Jeff Jones. Donnie Brasco, Gattaca, The Game, which is a bit interesting. A wealthy San Francisco banker is given an opportunity to participate in a mysterious game. His life is turned upside down as he begins to question if it might really be a concealed conspiracy to destroy him. Who would they have got to play that? Well, of course, Michael Douglas. Who else? Men in Black came out. The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis and Mila Jovovich. This is why the announcers have to look at what they're talking about so they can pronounce them. And Gary Oldman. Princess Mononoke. It's a journey from a international film. L.A. Confidential, Life is Beautiful, which was fantastic. That was Roberto Benigni. And a couple of others that we'll come to a little bit later on. But those are what I was watching at the movies in our special year. But here comes Trisha Yearwood now, How Do I Live? Followed by the Backstreet Boys, Will Smith and Jewel. And then we'll be off to the all-important news of the day as it's coming up. 1 o'clock in Perth. You're listening to the Friday Free For All with Cambo. What's your show about? It's a Seinfeld show. Show about nothing, but we have great fun doing it on a Friday afternoon right here on 89.7 FM.
Get through one night without you. had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, now I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you
yeah. I'm gonna tell the world, make it understand. As long as there'll be music, we'll be coming back again.
For your own protection, cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap. Show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Business, science, nursing. In every industry, there's a key thing employers are looking for. Creative thinking. It empowers you to overcome obstacles, sparks new ideas, and makes your voice cut through the noise. And at ECU, it's embedded in our teaching and learning.
Study with flexibility and level up your career with creative thinking. Search ECU Postgrad and apply now. ECU, creative thinkers made here.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The Community File.
Right now, you're here to hear what's coming through your speakers. But have you thought about how you can be here to hear when a mate, colleague, or loved one needs a chat? Ask, are you okay? And let the people you care about know you're here to really hear them, because a conversation could change your life. Learn more at areyouok.org.au.
Do you own a business? Are you listening to this ad right now? Well, we could put your business right here, and it's cheaper than you might think. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 897FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Sasha Foote. Iran says a suspected Israeli retaliatory attack was not successful and they've destroyed three Israeli missiles. Iranian state television say the country activated its air defence systems after witnessing three drones in the sky in the central city of Isfahan. However, US officials say Israel has indeed carried out an operation against Iran. The suspected attack comes in the wake of an Iranian attack on Israel last week that Tehran said was in retaliation to a fatal Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Syria. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says social media platforms have a social obligation to censor graphic material. His comments come in the wake of last weekend's Bondi Junction stabbing attack, in which six people were killed. Footage from the attack has been circulating on social media. Speaking to reporters earlier today, Mr. Albanese said these videos depict violence and have a real detrimental impact.
I want to see social media companies start to understand their social responsibility that they have. We are prepared to take whatever action is necessary to hold these companies into line.
A 9-year-old boy is among four people killed in a crash northeast of Perth. Police say the crash happened at Clackline in WA's Wheatbelt region early this morning. Four male passengers were in a ute travelling east on the Great Eastern Highway when the vehicle left the road and struck a tree. All occupants died at the scene. Youth justice authorities say young people are being denied the chance to engage more widely with the outside world while isolated in their cells. Advocates say 900 young detainees in prisons across the country are spending over 14 hours a day in a cell with no means to develop or make positive connections. Most of these children come from disadvantaged homes and receive very little help. Advocates say adult prisoners in the ACT have safely accessed computers in their cells for 16 years. Justice Action Coordinator Brett Collins says giving young people access to a computer would create a far more secure setting for young inmates with better outcomes post-prison.
Access to counsellors, access to lawyers in their cell, and have a chance to reflect on their behaviour and learn new skills.
Residents of a Torres Strait community are calling for the removal of a large crocodile from the area after a teenage boy's body was found with injuries consistent with a crocodile attack. Queensland police have confirmed the body of the 16-year-old boy was located at Saibai Island yesterday afternoon. He was reported missing yesterday morning after a dinghy he was in broke down 500 metres from the island. Wildlife officers are combing waters off the island to try and find the crocodile involved in the attack. In sport, South Sydney has been dealt a major injury blow, with front rower Tevita Totola suffering a broken foot that will keep him out of action for 12 weeks. Tatola sustained the injury in the Rabbitohs' round 6 loss to Cronulla. South Sydney are already missing Jai Arrow from their forward pack, centre Campbell Graham, who is recovering with a sternum injury, and winger Alex Johnston due to a hamstring injury. Star fullback Latrell Mitchell is also out after being sidelined due to suspension. The club have a bye this week and will next play Melbourne in round 8.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Hi, this is Ben V with a new show on Monday mornings from 9 to noon. The show is new, but I'm not new to 89.7 FM, but maybe a bit recycled. But hey, recycling is good, isn't it? The Monday morning show will be filled with modern music and talk. Catch you then and look forward to your company on 89.7 FM. The people, the music.
Welcome back to the Friday free-for-all with Canberra. We've got a cast of thousands in here today. Yeah, lots of people doing stuff, and it's great to see everybody in here. Now, we've got a couple of requests. So Joy of Whitford has requested Belinda Carlisle, Leave a Light On. So we're going to play that one. And then we've got John of Yanship wanted the Mentals. Mentals anything, so the Nips are getting bigger. And then back to our special year and our special countdown. And one that surprised me was Bryan Adams and Barbara Streisand had a hit, I finally found someone. So we're going to play that one as well. And then Jewel, because we didn't get a chance to play Jewel before. So we're going to play Jewel, You Were Meant For Me. So we're going to do that one as well. And then not forgetting after the break, we've got Max Wilson joining us for a preview of what's coming up on Talking Sport tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on 89.7. And Max will be in the host chair, Max Wilson. And Gordon Allen will be pressing the buttons, and Cambo will be in because Timmy Park is having a little sabbatical, and our illustrious leader Clive Adams is on bowls duty. So all happening tomorrow morning right here on 89.7 FM. But we've got a few hours to go yet before we get there, and lots of great shows. So here we go, Belinda Carlisle, Leave a Light On for Joy of Whitford's, and Mentals Anything, The Nips Are Getting Bigger for John of Yanship, and then Barbara Streisand and Jewel to take us up to the break, and then Max Wilson. You're listening to the Friday Free-for-All with Cambo right here on 89.7 FM.
Take my hand, tell me. best things begin.
This time is different. It's all because of you. It's better than it's ever been. 'Cause we can talk it through.
My favorite line was, can I call you sometime? It's all you had to say to take my breath away.
This is it.
Everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots above the mirror. Don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore. Told my mama she was out for a walk. Consoled a cup of coffee, but it didn't want to talk. So I picked up the paper, it was more bad news. My heart's being broken, paper being used. Put on my coat in the pouring rain. I saw a movie, it just wasn't the same. 'Cause it was happy, or I was sad. It made me miss you. Was so bad 'cause dreams last so long. Hey, that after you're gone, I know that you love me and so
brush my teeth, I put the cap back on. I know you hate it when I leave the light on. I pick a book up and then I turn the sheets down. And then I take a deep breath. Now good luck around. Put on my PJs and hop into bed. I'm half alive but I feel mostly dead. I try and tell myself it'll all be alright. I just shouldn't think anymore tonight, 'cause dreams last so long. Hey, but I feel good and I know that you love me, and soon you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Yeah, you were meant for me, and I was meant for you.
The Community File.
Do you want to adopt a park in the city of Stirling? Help by reporting graffiti, broken playground equipment and overflowing rubbish bins. Your contribution will help keep our local parks and communities safe and clean. Call the city's contact centre on 9205 855 for more information.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
Nearly 95% of Aussie 5-year-olds are now fully vaccinated, but we need to do more to protect all our kids.
Immunisation saves lives. Get the facts.
Visit the website. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number.
Yes, that theme song could only mean one thing, that Max Wilson is on the line. Hello, Maxie.
Hey, Cambo. I am very well. How's everything going in there?
Oh, my production was terrible just then, but anyhow, there you go.
Was it? Oh, okay. I didn't notice. It was
it was seamless, wasn't it? It was seamless.
Yes.
Hey, mate, you're in the van tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You better not muck it up, mate. I'll tell you, there's a bit of pressure.
Probably couldn't go any worse as the compare from last week, Cambo.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. Could not go any worse. And hopefully, for our listeners' sake, you go a hell of a lot better.
Now, I am returning this week. I know, Kimbo, you did a great job last week, all jokes aside, and well supported by Gordon and Tim. And this week, you've white-handed Tim and got rid of him.
I just said, mate, you're getting to that age. You want to have a spell.
Yes, yeah, but you did say for 3 months, so that'll be enough.
Oh, you do jest.
Anyway.
So how was the production meeting for between you, yourself and I? A few arguments?
Pretty good. It's those voices in my head that I get confused about, Cambo, but I've sort of been out. And we have got a cracking show tomorrow. As you mentioned, I'll be in the chair hosting. Our skipper, Clive Adams, is actually off, probably skippering, I guess. He'll be playing bowls in the Champion of Champions tournament.
Yes.
As we keep saying on our show, bowls never sleeps. And once again, we're proven right because there's another tournament in Perth. And part of this will be up at local club up at Quinn's. So that's where Clive will be playing tomorrow. He'll give us a rundown about what's happening in that tournament. And I think there might be a sneaky little pensioner going to that game to have a look at Clive play.
Trying to pick up some tips, is he?
I think so. And getting it from the master and Clive Adams. So we'll talk to Clive about that. We'll also have a little bit of motor racing, Cambo, because John Herney is on the show as per usual.
Yep.
The legend that he is, and that's all happening again this weekend with supercars over in New Zealand. And interesting, I know it was on the show last week about Brody Kostecki coming back into the Erebus team, and there's some sort of legal complications around that, but I'm not quite sure what's happening there, but John will give us an update. But Brody is will be racing in the New Zealand 400 over the weekend, so that's something.
And I was just going to say, we've got John Saxon coming on about NRL, and Timmy Park will be very happy because the Storm beat the Roosters last night.
They did. Yes, they did. It was, again, a pretty close game between these two. I don't think the Roosters, that is, have beaten the Storm. They may have only beaten them once in the last 8 or 9 outings, I think. Most games have been pretty close, but the Storm just know how to win games, and they certainly did that last night again, even though I think Cameron Munster went off with a yellow card in the sin bin for 10 minutes, so they were down to 12 men in the Storm. But anyway, they got up for a win, Campo. So, yes, they just keep going along the Storm.
Now, is there going to be any friction between you and Sacco? Because the Sea Eagles take on the Titans and the Broncos take on the Raiders.
Well, that's true.
And the Titans are on the bottom. So if the Sea Eagles are ever going to win a game, this could be it.
Well, the Sea Eagles have been going okay. I think they were absolutely robbed last week against Auckland in New Zealand.
Of course they were.
They were robbed. Yes. No doubt about it. And I'd like to talk to Sacco about that. But no, we always look to the
future.
I'm
sure you will.
But interesting game you mentioned there about the Sea Eagles, Manly, that is playing against the Titans, because the Titans are coached by Des Hasler, who's an absolute legend from the Manly Rugby League Club, and coached them for a while last year, also have won a flag with Manly. But there's a bit of legalities going around him being sacked last year that still go through court. And, of course, he's coming up against his old side on the weekend up at the Gold Coast, as you mentioned, Canberra. So there's be a few eyes on that game just to see what happens there.
Yes.
And the Broncos and the Raiders, they're traditional rivals, obviously outside the traditional Sydney clubs, I guess. So they've been very strong clubs over the years, and they are traditional rivals. So that'd be a good game as well.
Yeah, looking forward to that discussion with Sacco, because the Bronx are currently in 10th position, the Raiders in 3rd. So going to be interesting to see what he says about that one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the Raiders were very lucky last week against the Titans, actually. They just got up, and some would say that the Titans were robbed in that game with some umpiring decisions where a player was clearly offside and didn't get the penalty, and they could have won that game. So, yeah, very unlucky the Titans in that one.
And we're going to have Glenn Simpson on talking basketball. Now, he missed the trip. He missed the trip to the Goldfields last. He couldn't get the helicopter. Not sure why he couldn't get the helicopter, but he couldn't get the helicopter.
Probably because there isn't one, so that's why he didn't get one. But anyway, luckily for our team, the Joondalup Wolves had 2 good wins up there in Kalgoorlie for the men's and the women's team. So well done to the Wolves, and they are playing at home on Saturday. So we'll get Glenn's take on all that.
Yep, they take on. I'll be there. They take on the Mandurah Magic.
Yep. Yep. So that should be a very interesting game.
Hmm.
Joondalup Wolves, of course, are undefeated in both of their teams, the men's and the women's, so far.
Yep, absolutely. And the Warwick Senators, our other local team in this part of the world, they take on the Eastern Suns tonight up the hill at Ray Owen Sports Centre.
Yeah, it's a tough draw for the Warwick Senators. They go up there tonight, as you mentioned, and then they... I think they also go down to Willerton on Saturday night. I don't think it's a home game on Saturday for them, but they play Willerton. Now, both of their men's and women's team have been going okay. They got beaten by Rockingham last week, but Rockingham have been very strong in those grades, so that's nothing to be concerned about too much. But they'll be looking to beat the Eastern Suns, I would think, in both games, the men's and women's. But Willerton would be a different kettle of fish, especially having to back up back-to-back. That's a tough gig, Cambo, having 2 games over 2 days or 2 nights.
Well, absolutely. I tell you what, it's tough on all the commentators too, doing two games in two nights. So
No, it is. You've got to sit there, you've got to talk, and you get cups of tea and cake and sausage rolls. No, it's going to be tough for you, bro.
Yeah, very tough.
The Warwick's... How's that trough going for you?
Oh, I can't get my nose down. That's the problem. I'm working. I've got my backside up, but I haven't got my nose in the trough.
That's a bad mental picture.
Yes. Yes, it is. The Warwick Senators in the women are currently fourth. The Eastern Suns are currently ninth. Rockingham Flames are first and the Wolves are third. And in the men's division, very similar pattern, I would have thought, as I wait for my screen to pop up. These computers are great, aren't they?
Until they're not.
So Joondalup sitting on top of the men's with Rockingham Flames second. Warwick Senators are fourth. And the Eastern Suns are currently 13th. But been unlucky in a couple of games. They just got beat in a couple of games. So could have gone either way. So their ladder position doesn't belie how good they're playing, to be fair.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll go through that with Simo and get your take on it as well, Canberra, yeah. Of course. But also the men's Olympic squad has been announced. So we'll talk through that with, what's his name? With Simo. Sorry, Simo, if you're listening, we love you.
How quickly they forget.
I quickly forget about anything. Yes. And also a bit of NBL news as well with a few signings for the Wildcats and a couple of people let go as well. So Simo will bring us up to speed with all that.
And then we've got Big Trev's tips. Cambo's dog tips come back to with a vengeance. Look out. Get your pens ready for that, but gamble responsibly.
Only back by, well, I was going to say popular demand. That one email I got, and that was from a Mark Campbell. I don't know what, anyway. So
Not Mark of Caramar, surely.
Yes, it was.
You better bring in the paper just quietly.
Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll do that for you.
Yeah, okay. And then we've got the sports mix. We've got some cricket news. The county cricket has started over in the UK. First two games were with the Kookaburra ball, first two rounds, and boy, did the batters enjoy it. They made runs just for fun. Up in Durham, they played a team. They won the toss and played at Edgbaston. They won the toss and decided that they'll put the opposition in, and at the end of the first day, the opposition were 1 for 490. You think the coach was pretty happy with that decision?
I hope it wasn't your brother's decision to do that.
No.
Okay. Well, he's denying
fact,
it anyway.
In fact, not, to be honest, but there we are.
Now, we'll talk about some of that county stuff. I'm not across that, but that's great that you bring that, Cambo. A bit of IPL. More so that there's a couple of Aussies. Well, one's West Aussie. Mitch Marsh has, I think, left the cocoon that is the IPL.
Yes, he's
come injury.
Home. Yes.
Yes, just to hopefully freshen himself up for the World Cup. And Glenn Maxwell, of course, has taken leave as well.
Well, he went, which is quite
interesting.
Yes, I know. He went to the IPL franchise owners and said, look, you've given me all this money, I'll give you some back so I can buy a run. And guess what? It still hasn't worked. So he was averaging six, so he decided that I needed a break. 6.33 he was averaging.
Yeah, makes an interesting discussion. We'll talk a bit about that tomorrow because it's not the – I mean, we love Glenn Maxwell. Look, he's played in some amazing innings in his cricket career and especially for Australia as well. But he is a little bit wanted, Cambo, to just move off a little bit if things aren't going right. So
yes.
We might have a little chat about that. But look, the IPL goes from strength to strength. Super Netball, of course, we'll talk about that with the West Coast Fever taking on. This is a grudge match. Canberra, the Sunshine Coast Lightning Sunday. Big game because Courtney Bruce, who was the captain of the West Coast Fever for a number of years, left the West Coast Fever on the off-season and went up to the Sunshine Coast, and now she's back in Perth, but not with the green, on with the colours of the Sunshine Coast Lightning, whatever they are. So this is going to be very interesting game. I'm assuming the yellow or something like that.
But working really. No, working really. Hey, and then we've got the Margaret River surfing, because you know I love the surfing. And I tell you what.
Yes, I know you love the hang 10.
Yes, I was struggling to hang five myself. The quarterfinals, Heat 2, Colapinto versus Pitta. The quarterfinals, the rest, there's just waiting for some waves, which is pretty funny down
there. Yes, they are.
It's just been postponed to get some waves. But Colapinto from the USA is doing pretty well.
Yeah, and of course, we saw during the week Kelly Slater, I guess, recognised as probably the greatest surfer of all time, probably because of longevity, but also he was he's very, very talented as well. I think he might have won 10 world surfing titles during his career, but he's been surfing for about 35 years, and boy, is he tired. So we'll talk about him. But yeah, Cambo's got some he got some updates there for the surfing, so that's great.
Yeah, he got beat by Colapinto in the round of 32.
Yeah, yeah.
Which argues well for Colapinto to go pretty deep in this competition. He's already into the quarterfinals, so he's waiting to see who he's going to play or who he's going to verse in that final. So
he will go deep, Cambo, because you can't touch the bottom when you're out the surfboard. You go deep, all right.
You've been working on that one all week since you put down that we're going to talk about the surfing.
I'll write that one out again so I can use it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to forget, especially at your age. No, I can't believe it. In the waffle, because we'll be talking waffle a lot tomorrow.
We will.
And then we'll even talk about the waffle competition. Perth beat Swans by 3 points. And West Coast beat East Fremantle by 4 points. What's going on there?
I don't know, Cambo. It was an amazing round, though, because let me get this right. It is my head somewhere. Let me just unpack it. So South Fremantle beat Claremont by a point.
Yeah, don't talk about your headspace because it's a very dangerous spot.
Found the echo up there.
Yes.
Claremont should have won that game, but they didn't. I lost by a point. Subi beat West Perth, I think either by a point or four points. Okay, 4 points, sorry. And West Perth clearly should have won that game.
Yeah.
As you say, Perth beat Swan Districts by 3 points.
Probably Swan Districts clearly should have won that game.
No, Perth were probably the better side overall, but gee whiz, it was very, very dodgy in that last quarter, to be honest. And then the big one on the Sunday, West Coast came out of nowhere and beat the reigning premiers.
Okay, so if you go through the results, Peel Thunder 10-9, that's not bad. Beat East Perth 8-5. 53. So they were lost by 16 points, or Peel Thunder won by 16 points. That's not too bad. Then you get to Subi West Perth. Subi kicked 10 goals, 9.
Mm.
19 scoring shots at goal. West Perth, 8-17. 25 scoring shots, and it wasn't wet. It was dry.
Well, it wasn't, and a big part of that game, not only did they miss kicking West Perth, so that's what I say, West Perth, they're not unlucky, they lost the game. So it was their kicking and their ill discipline. There was a couple of 15-metre penalties they gave away. I think they just lodged the end.
Yep.
And Tyler Keitel kicked two goals six. And, we all know good that Tyler Keitel usually is as a goal kicker. Mm. I think he had 10 shots in goal. Two of those shots went out of bounds on the full.
But it gets worse. South Fremantle kicked 10 goals, 10. Mm. Beat Claremont by a point. Kicked 9-15. Mm. 9-15. It wasn't wet. Perth kicked 9 goals, 12 to Swan Districts, 9-9. And then West Coast beat East Fremantle by 4 points. East Fremantle kicked 14 goals, 7.
Yeah.
West Coast, 13-17. Well, I tell you what, if these kids were playing back in the day, coaches would have ripped their heads off. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We keep saying, it's old age, it's an old adage, isn't it? But good kicking is good football. So if you can't take your opportunities, you're going to lose the game. But, amazing round of waffle footy. There's only a couple of games this week that most teams got to buy, but we'll go through those two games. And, of course, we'll catch everybody up on the Waffle W as well, mainly
absolutely.
Around Earth and how they're going.
Yeah. And then we've got the AFL expert. We couldn't find one, so I'm doing it in the studio. We were going to get one. But anyhow.
Yeah, no, Cambo, you're normally on the phone, but thankfully this week. Okay, I don't know why I said thankfully. Anyway, this week you are... in the studio.
I have feelings too, you know.
We, We should show them occasionally. And then we kicked it off, obviously, last night, Cambo, with can you work this one out? I mean, the Saints got beaten by 60 points. They should have been beaten by probably 15 goals in the end of what I saw. But
I have. I can work it out. Hugo Hagan not there, so all of a sudden they targeted Norton, and Norton came good. That was simple. The big talking point, though, for this weekend, though, is not the Western Bulldogs beating St Kilda by 60 points. It's the two games.
It'll be the
two games on Sunday, match of the rounds.
Yeah.
West Coast playing Fremantle, and Fremantle coming off two losses, and West Coast absolutely belting Richmond, which the AFL expert just quietly picked last week. I'm just putting it out there. And then the match of the round. On Sunday afternoon, the match of the round, North Melbourne take on the Hawks. You'll be 18th versus 17th. Could be a nil or draw.
Probably will be. It's a big chance today for the Hawks to get their first win for the year after being absolutely thumped by Gold Coast last week.
Yeah, you know why, don't you? You know why, don't you? Gold Coast got 14 Academy listed players on their list. They had 11. They had 11 first rounders, Gold Coast, on Saturday.
I don't look for excuses with my team. We just play the game.
Five Academy boys. The under 16s All Australians from last year, four of them are on the Gold Coast Academy already.
Yeah.
You know, Gold Coast Academy has Reece Shaw as the coach. They've got 8 full-time staff, 4 part-time staff, 10 medical staff, and 50 volunteers.
Yeah.
Jeepers, what more do they want?
I guess it's the same way the Hawthorn bought their 3 flags during the 2010s.
We went to the draft. Don't you worry about that. And then we went and gave Buddy away to Sydney just for fun. God help me. Anyhow, so yeah, that'll be the match of the round. No, seriously, there's a few good games this week, just quietly. Brisbane Lions playing Geelong. Carlton are playing GWS Giants. Now, I'm not convinced Carlton are the real deal because dropping that game against Adelaide, they've got the next rounds, they've got GWS, Geelong, Collingwood, Melbourne, Sydney, and then they also have to play GWS in round 17. Geelong in round 18, Collingwood in round 21, and they got Port Adelaide round 12 and round 20. Oof, this is a tough draw.
No, you bring up a good point there, and really they've only just got past the win that they've had, Canberra. They haven't really looked impressive. They've looked impressive during the game to win the game just. But yeah, there's a few question marks. You're right, hanging around Carlton, and they've got a pretty hard draw. Which you just went through there, so it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I think Carlton may. Not sure now. Mm. But we'll have Stephen Platt to finish us off with Nottingham Forest and Wolves playing out a snooze fest or a 2-2 draw, and Liverpool.
That game, clearly.
Liverpool slipped on a banana skin and gave Crystal Palace something to work towards because they felt sorry for them, which basically means now Liverpool are third, and Nottingham Forest is still 17th, just hanging over the. Now it's all equal, so you've got Nottingham Forest, Luton Town, and Burnley. I tell you what, Luton Town. 25, Nottingham Forest 26, Everton 27, Burnley 20, and Sheffield United 16.
Everton dropped down again because of and the Football Association took 2 more points away from them for a few more financial discretions.
Yep.
It's all open now. Who knows who the league will pick on next? But
Man City. Yeah, very interesting. Man City. I can give them a list. No, I can give them a list who they can pick on. Man City first, and then Arsenal. That'd be great.
No, you want to win it fair and square, but we don't.
We just want to win it. I don't care if it's fair and square.
The EPL, a bit of A League. We don't want to talk about a lot of league because the Glory got absolutely thumped last week. And then the Champions League as well.
Yes, during the week.
Overnight. Yes. So we'll talk about that. And also a very special announcement from Stephen Platt tomorrow. So
really?
Looking for, a very special announcement. So
He's announcing that you're the chairman of the Perth Glory because you've gone to your ashtray and bought yourself a position.
No, not at all. But a very special announcement from Stephen Platt tomorrow. So there, that's Talking Sport, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with yourself, Cambo, Gordon, and me in the chair.
Absolutely. I bet you better be good, buddy. Anyhow.
You just cut out there, mate, so I missed most of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. All right, mate, well, we'll see you tomorrow morning. That's Talking Sport. Thanks, Maxie, for your time.
Thanks, Cambo. See you then.
All right, Maxie.
Bye-bye.
Ta-da. Max Wilson there, Talking Sport, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on 89.7 FM. We're off to the sponsors break. When we come back, we've got another request. This one's Billy Ocean, "When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going," for Peter of Clarkson. Then we've got No Doubt, "Don't Speak," and a couple of other songs to get us through to the news at 2 o'clock. You're listening to the Friday Free For All with Cambo right here on 89.7 FM.
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
Here comes the Spice Girls with Wannabe. Now, Wannabe finished number 10 in our special countdown on the Billboard charts. And we've also got After the News, How Do I Live With by Leanne Rimes, that finished number 9 on our special year. What's our special year? All to be revealed after the news right here on 89.7 FM. It's the Friday Free For All with Cambo.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past.
If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting.
Station sponsor.
Oh, we've got more orders than we can handle and more coming. Now there's a bottleneck. What is the ongoing impact of switching off paid search? Well, let's hear from our new recruit. What do you think?
Every single day, business graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Andy Warhol Icons is now on display at the City of Wanneroo's Regional Gallery. The iconic exhibition, featuring artwork by one of the most influential artists of the 20th century, is here as part of the National Gallery of Australia's Shining the National Collection initiative. Don't miss your chance to view these international treasures. Plan your visit at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/Wanneroo Gallery.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Sasha Foote. The Australian government has told citizens to leave Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories as regional tensions rise and explosions are heard in Iran. Remy Norton reports.
Iranian state media says the country fired air defence batteries overnight after explosions were heard over the city of Isfahan. They've further cited an army general in Isfahan province who says no damage has been reported. Explosions were also reported in central Iraq and Syria. It's prompted Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs to update its travel advice for Iran, Israel and the occupied Palestine territories. DFAT has warned the security situation in the Middle East could deteriorate quickly with little or no notice. Israel made it clear it would respond to Iran's retaliatory strike last weekend. However, the US and other allies urge Israel to exercise restraint, saying a possible response could risk a wider regional war.
West Australian authorities say first responders were met with confronting scenes at the site of a fatal car crash northeast of Perth. A 9-year-old boy is among four people killed in the crash at Clackline in WA's Wheat Belt region early this morning. Three brothers and one family friend were in a ute travelling east on the Great Eastern Highway when the vehicle left the road and struck a tree. All occupants sustained critical injuries and died at the scene. Police Superintendent Jean Pearce said it was a heartbreaking incident for the state to grapple with.
This will have lifelong impacts for that family, for their friends, and for our community.
A major crash investigation is underway. The Nationals are calling on the federal government to urgently respond to an inquiry into fire ants. It comes after fire ants were discovered for the first time in Oakey, west of Toowoomba. Nationals leader David Littleproud says this detection has the potential to get into the Murray-Darling Basin, which could effectively see fire ants head down to Adelaide. Findings from a Senate inquiry into fire ants were made public yesterday. It stated that uninterrupted funding was required to achieve eradication. A teenage boy charged over the alleged stabbing of a Sydney bishop has been refused bail at a hospital bedside hearing. He faces a possible life term in prison for terrorism, Georgia Fisher reports.
The lawyer for the boy, who can't be named, says his client has shown behaviour consistent with mental illness or intellectual disability. The 16-year-old is accused of travelling 90 minutes from his home to attack Bishop Mar Murray Emmanuel during a live-streamed sermon at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley on Monday night. Investigators from a joint counter-terrorism team interviewed the boy in his hospital bed yesterday before charging him with committing a terrorist act. The Commonwealth offence carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment.
Sport now, Shayna Jack and Meg Harris have tied for first in the women's 50-metre freestyle at the Australian Open Swimming Championships on the Gold Coast. Emma McEwen came in third. In the NRL, James Tedesco has escaped suspension after tripping Ryan Pappenhausen in Melbourne's 8-12 win last night. The Roosters captain has been fined $750 for his Grade 1 dangerous contact against his rival fullback in the 70th minute.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
If you love a 90s banger, tune in to the 90s Spin with Lee, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I look forward to getting your Wednesday night party started, 90s style.
Welcome back to the Friday Free For All with Cambo. Yes, a 90s spin with Lee. Great, another great show on 89.7 FM. Now, what was happening in our special year on television? Well, the footy show panellist Sam Newman sustains a broken leg and ankle after being injured in an incident outside his home in Melbourne. Although originally reported that he had been crushed while attempting to help his girlfriend park in his garage, Newman later admits the incident occurred following an argument but denies it was deliberate. He claims he had exited the car and was walking alongside the vehicle when his girlfriend drove off, knocking him over, stating, "She said something to me and I walked around to find out what it was, and she was in the process of driving off, and that's when this accident happened." Yeah, maybe. But there we are. So that all happened in our special year. Leanne Rimes had a big hit in our special year, number 9 on the Billboard charts with How Do I Live, which is coming up next. And Mariah Carey. Well, Mariah Carey was still on the on the charts, number 32 with Honey. And then we get to Chumbawamba. Chumbawamba. Who'd have thought? Tub Thumping was number 3 in Australia, but we're going to be looking at that as well. Then we've got the Spice Girls, 2 Become 1, was number 35 on the Billboard Top Chart. Barbie Girl with from Aqua not only was number 2 on the Australian charts, and then our main song, the number 1 hit single for the year in both the Billboard Top 100 and also the Australian Singles Chart. So we're coming to that really quickly. Now, if you're doing anything on the weekend, the weather tomorrow and Sunday is fantastic. Sunday, Saturday, 20th of April, minimum's 18, max is 30. Sunday, minimum 17, max is 29. Monday, the minimum 16, max is 25. Tuesday, minimum's 11, max is 24. Wednesday, minimum 12, max is 24. And for Anzac Day, 25th of April, minimum's 13, max is 25. And next week is the Friday free-for-all with Cambo Anzac Day special. And we're going to do that on the Friday, which will be the 26th. And we're going to have, we've got Brooklyn Rose coming in as our special guest, but also we'll be playing all things as a tribute to our men and women service personnel, both here and overseas, existing serving, and also those that aren't no longer serving as well. So we'll be doing all of that next week. And is this Cambo or Sam Newman? Oh, you're very funny. Whoever wrote this in, I'm not sure who wrote that in, but got a text. Is this Cambo or Sam Newman? Well, there we are. Sam's a little bit older than me, I would have thought. Just quietly. But anyhow, here we go with How Do I Live with Leanne Rimes and Mariah Carey, Honey, from our special year. And then to take us to the break, Chumbawamba Tub Thumping. You got to be happy with that. You're listening to the Friday Free For All with Cambo. What's the show about? The Seinfeld Show. Show about nothing, but we have great fun doing it on a Friday afternoon right here on 89.7 FM.
What kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, well, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me tonight.
Oh, honey, got me hooked on you.
Sugar, I'm dying for ya, crying.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Interesting finish to Chumbawamba.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
Here comes the Spice Girls once more with Two Become One, number 35 on the Billboard Top 100.
Candlelight and soul forever, a dream of you and me together. Say you believe it, say you believe it. Free your mind without danger, be for real, don't be a stranger. We can achieve it, we can achieve it. Come a little bit closer, baby. Get it on, get it on. Cause tonight is the night when two become one. I need some love like I never needed love before. I wanna make love to you, baby. I had a little love, now I'm back for more. Let's work it out, boy. Let's work it out, boy. Any deal that we endeavor, boys and girls feel good together. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Are you as good as I remember, baby?
just getting started.
Oh, I love you, Ken.
Barbie girl there. I tell you what, the Barbie movie was out this year as well, but in our special year, Barbie girl finished number 2. Joining me in the studio, though, is Margaret for the Friday On My Mind show. Hey, Marg.
Hello, Cambo. How are you?
I'm very well. I tell you what, I'm gonna cheat. I'm going to have a look at what you have coming up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I can.
Because you can and you will and you do.
No, or just all of that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got some birthdays coming up.
Yep, we have. We've got birthdays. We've got a cover. We've got some music history. We've got Best of British and a one-hit wonder.
Oh, okay.
And a new feature this week.
A new feature. This is a new feature. This is exciting.
Well, my niece Jo, who you met when she was over
from the BBC.
From the BBC. No longer with the BBC. She actually is doing a little segment called Jo's Jukebox. So each week she's got a bit of a theme.
Yep.
And she's choosing 3 or 4 songs and she will just present that little segment. So it's probably 15, 20 minutes that she'll be doing. So that means
she must be listening on our wall here.
Possibly she is. She does tune into this radio station, so it's possible
just
it's
doesn't,
her.
Hasn't popped up in Great Britain, in the UK yet.
Well, maybe she. It's a bit early.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a bit early.
No, it's not.
It's a bit early, my friend. It's pretty early over there in
it's
the
only
UK.
Half past four. 5 o'clock?
It's, let me see what time it is five. In the UK. It is... It's up actually 7:30 a.m.
7:30 a.m. Oh, it should be up by now. Jeepers, what are you doing, Joe?
Get out of bed. She might be, but I doubt it somehow. She'll probably be up by about 8.
Get out of bed, feed your animals or whatever you've got there.
She's only got a cat.
Cat lady.
She's got a cat, one cat.
Ah.
Have you got a cat?
No.
Dog?
Not anymore. No dog. We've got a aquarium full of fish.
Oh, right. Very restful to have in the house, aquariums with fish. I think so. I think that's lovely.
And when the grandchildren come over, the fish are that well fed because every time the grandchildren come over, they want to feed them because they want to see how they swim and catch the food.
You're not meant to overfeed fish, though, are you?
Because
it kind of makes them die, doesn't it?
Well, not really, but you're not supposed to overfeed them because also it creates algae in your tank, so it makes it a bit more harder to clean.
Right. Okay.
So no. Well, it can.
I was going to say I have heard that, and I think I maybe had a fish when I was a kid that I overfed, and it didn't survive for very long. It was only a goldfish, though. Maybe you've got fancy fish, have you?
Well, the freshwater tropical fish.
Okay.
So they're a little bit more fancier than goldfish, but not much different. Let me tell you.
Right. Okay.
Hey, so what else have we got? We got the Best of British coming up. And you've got all my favourites too, just quietly. The New Seekers. Did you know this New Seekers was Keith Potka from the Old Seekers? He was your manager.
Yeah, that's right. He was too.
Yes, I love the New Seekers.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
And then you've got some birthdays.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly and Chuck Berry.
They're not having birthdays, but they have got significant things happening on this day in history. So that could just be an on this day in history thing. So,
And then we've got Chuck Berry, Roll Over Beethoven.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
So we've got a bit of Lee Kernaghan. We've got The Who. We've got Jan and Dean, Bob Dylan. Jan and Dean. Remember Jan and Dean?
Jan and Dean. Oh, I love Jan and Dean. Did you ever see the movie of Jan and Dean?
No, I did not.
Richard Hatch was in it. Mm.
I did not see that.
So Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica, he played Jan, and then they had another guy, William Catt, I think, played Dean.
Oh, right.
And they talked about when Jan had his car accident at Dead Man's Curve.
Okay,
that was what they were called, Dead Man's Curve.
You are a font of information, Cambo.
I
did not know that about Jan and Dean, and I certainly haven't. I didn't know they'd even made a movie about them.
Yeah, they did.
So there you go.
I don't know if it was a movie for release. Might have been a TV movie.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
Definitely saw it, and it was good.
It'd probably be on YouTube somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah. Well, there you go. Anyway, we've had it's been an interesting week, hasn't it? So let's hope people are feeling a little bit more.
An interesting week.
I think it's been a very interesting week.
That's an understatement.
Well, I'm just being, understated here, but I would say it's been a very interesting week. We won't go into that, but yeah. So I think it's good that we're playing some fairly upbeat music and keeping people.
Well, I was playing some fairly upbeat music. We're gonna play one slow song.
That's
now.
Okay. I like a slow song
because this is the number one hit in special year.
Oh
yeah.
Right. Well, you can't avoid, but you've got to play.
I know because you know in our special year.
Yeah.
In Algeria, they were having all these massacres and stuff.
Oh, right.
And they had, you know, parliamentary elections and everybody was, you know, plane crashes were being had over around the world and all that sort of stuff. And there was only one death that was significant in our special year.
Okay, well, I haven't really worked that out yet, so I don't know. We'll wait and see.
It was the death of Princess Diana.
Oh, right.
August the 31st in our special year.
Yeah.
And our special year this week, 1997.
Do you remember where you were when you heard the news?
Absolutely,
yeah,
I do.
Me too.
Yep.
Me too.
It's the same thing as where you would remember where you were when you heard that man walked on the moon or John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
I do remember the moon thing. I think I was at school when all that happened. But I remember where I was when Elvis Presley died.
Yeah, my sister got very upset when we heard that news because he died on her birthday.
Oh, really? Yeah. I remember the year 77.
Yes.
And I was in Sri Lanka.
Oh, of all places.
Of all places in the world, I was there. And there was a newspaper in a cafe. I was having breakfast or something. And Elvis Presley was on the front of the newspaper. And I thought, why is Elvis Presley on the front of this Tamil newspaper?
Yes, in Sri Lanka.
In Sri Lanka. Mm. And I had a look at it. It was in English as well as in the local language. And, yeah, he died. So that was pretty sad.
16th of August, 1977, age 42.
That's exactly right. Did you see the biopic, the Elvis biopic?
Yep. Yeah. Had the biopic and seen every Elvis thing ever all the movies at home.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big Elvis fan.
Oh, wow.
Sunday matinees, you see. Sunday matinees.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have a sister-in-law. Yeah. And her parents own this farm.
Mm-hmm.
And her father unfortunately passed away and left the farm to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother said that they needed hand to do a muster. And they've got cattle on it, cattle mustering.
Yeah.
And I turned around, they were over here and they were talking about it. And I said, well, I'll come and give you a hand. But I can't do it on motorbikes. I can only do it on horses. She said, can you ride a horse? I said, yes. She said, have you got experience of cattle mustering? I said, yes. 42 years of cattle mustering I've got experience of. And she turned around and she said, how'd you get 42 years of cattle mustering? I said, every Sunday, the Sunday matinee was a cowboy movie. They were always mustering cattle. Don't you worry about that. Know exactly how to do it.
And you obviously proved them absolutely right or wrong.
Well, yeah, we haven't done it yet.
No,
but when we do.
No, you need to, yeah. No, it's interesting. What was I going to say? Oh, I went to see another movie this week. I went to see the Amy Winehouse one.
Oh, yes.
And I thought it was great.
Really was it? Good.
Yeah, it was, actually.
A bit sad, that one, 27 too young
well,
to die.
Well, it was. I mean, the one thing about it, you know what's going to happen in the end of it, obviously.
Well, this is the reason why I've never watched Titanic all the way through.
Oh, really?
Because I've got the movie Titanic, and they said, have you ever watched Titanic all the way through? I said, well, I don't have 3 hours to spend on watching a movie where I know Kate Winslet's going to survive, Leonardo DiCaprio is better than even chance of dying, and the boat's going to hit an iceberg.
Well, why have you got the movie then, Cambo?
Because I bowed to peer group pressure, well, family pressure. They wanted me to get the movie.
Oh, really?
So I did. I got the Titanic. I've never actually sat down and watched it all the
way
through.
Well, I saw it at the movies years ago. I had a friend who saw it about 18 times.
Oh, really?
I saw it once. That was okay.
But the ship was still going to hit the iceberg.
Of course it was. But there's lots of films like that where you know what's going to happen in the end. But
well,
you'd want to see. I mean, you went to see the Elvis biopic, obviously. We all know what happened to Elvis.
Yeah, but this one was different, though.
Why was that?
Because this one that they brought out recently was told from Colonel Tom Parker's perspective, which had never been done before.
No, that's
true. They'd only ever done it from Elvis's perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And you could see what a manipulating so-and-so he was.
He was.
But, yeah, that was the reason why I watched it, was because it was from the different point of view.
Fair enough.
It was just a normal Elvis movie, I wouldn't have watched it because I've seen all the documentaries and all his movies and all that sort of stuff and know the tragic tale. But because this was from Colonel Tom Parker's point of view, I wanted to watch it.
Okay.
Because it just confirmed for me what I thought of Colonel Tom Parker.
Mm. He was a pretty nasty man, wasn't he?
Well, you know, he had a commodity, and that was exactly. And I guess the commodity is always the greedy. It's always the needy and the greedy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess, you know, when you got a commodity of Elvis Presley, that's why he never came out of America, never toured anywhere else from America.
Well, I remember reading that. I also thought he didn't really like flying very much, but it was obviously more to do with Tom Parker not wanting him to go anywhere.
Well, the fact else. That he... Well, see, the other thing was that there was always a vicious rumour that if Elvis Presley went out of the country of the United States, Tom Parker would accompany him and they wouldn't allow Tom Parker back into the country.
Yeah, I remember that being made clear in the film.
Yeah, so that was the other thing that was the issue. So, yep, that's why.
There you go. Anywho, I better let you get on. I have to depart because I've got stuff to do before I go on air.
Oh, I know.
You've had a good show, Cambo, so far, so don't let me down with the rest of it, please.
Oh, I'll do me
you
best.
No pressure, no pressure. But, I'll be here at 3 until 6, so stay tuned to 89.7 FM. Thank you very much, Cambo.
All righty. Margaret, care. Thank you. Thanks for popping in. Margaret there coming in at 3 o'clock for the Friday On My Mind show. And don't miss that because another afternoon of eclectic music, let me tell you, from different genres all the way through. We're going to go off to the overlay. And when we come back, the number one hit in our special year of 1997 was this one from Elton John, which was Candle in the Wind, 97, English Rose, dedicated to Her Royal Highness Princess Diana, who unfortunately and tragically passed away on the 31st of August. You're listening to the Friday Free For All with Cambo. And what's the show about? It's a Seinfeld show. Show about nothing, but we have great fun doing it on a Friday afternoon, right here in 89.7 FM.
The Community File.
Do you know the many benefits of street trees? Go to sterling.wa.gov.au/street trees to find out today.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Loveliness we've lost, these empty days without your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. Even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when rain set in. footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. More than you'll ever know. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
The great Elton John dedicating the song to Princess Diana, who tragically passed away in our special year of 1997. Thanks to my special guest Max Wilson and to Margaret for coming in to the studio today. Not forgetting, of course, Margaret's on from 3 until 6 with the Friday On My Mind show, Take You Home. And also not forgetting tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on 89.7 is Talking Sport with Max Wilson hosting the show, with Gordon Allen pressing the buttons and Cambo in the studio. And God willing, we'll do it all again next week. Next week now will be the Friday free-for-all with Cambo Anzac Day special, our traditional Anzac Day special that we've done for the last 3 years. And the special guest will be Brooklyn Rose, who has a Women in Story and Song coming up on the 27th of April from the Kangaroo Arms. So she'll be in the studio having a chat about that, and we'll be doing the Friday free-for-all with Cambo Anzac Day special. Coming up to take us out, we've got The Cause, Breathless, Roxette, Joyride, and then a couple of little gems I found from Status Quo, The Wanderer, and Run Around Sue. Once again, you've been listening to the Friday free-for-all with Cambo. What's your show about? The Seinfeld show. Show about nothing, but we have great fun doing it on a Friday afternoon right here on 89.7 FM.
Go on, leave me breathless.
Still, I'm waiting for like a painter. She's a child of the sun. We're a part of this together. Could never turn around and run. Don't be no fortune teller.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM news.
Station sponsor.
Okay, team. Our new airport check-in system isn't delivering what we need. People are frustrated with waiting times and the lack of scheduling information. We need to design a better experience. Any ideas?
Every single day, design graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The City of Joondalup's Customer Service Centre make it easy for you to pay your rates, dog registration and infringement notices, plus receive information on other city services. The centre is located at Joondalup and is open during business hours Monday to Friday.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Sasha Foote. The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed there's been no damage to Iran's nuclear sites after US officials confirmed Israeli missiles had struck Iran. Rafael Grossi, the agency's head, also called for extreme restraint from all parties in the region and emphasised that nuclear facilities should never be targeted in military conflicts. Israel has not confirmed whether they are behind the reported missile attack, while Iran has downplayed the reports, saying the strikes were unsuccessful and a humiliating drone attempt. The latest development has prompted the Australian government to update its travel advice for Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories, stating the security situation could deteriorate quickly. Nationals leader David Littleproud says he wants to see the federal and Queensland state government act